The main purpose of the energy belt was to let nothing would leave the planet, but also kept a barrier to certain cosmic energies and certain wavelengths. With this dissipation, the climate will undergo changes that are necessary to balance the new reality of the planet. You will witness changes in the atmosphere, climate and sometimes the colors of your sky. The atmospheric layers will adjust and lots of vapor condensation will occur in the higher layers to balance the lack of radiation belt. The nature will self-adjust to this new reality and sustain life on the planet. In these next few years, the Earth will no longer be a planet reformatory to be the new home of the race of Earthlings, complete with a new decor and a new physical appearance. Much will happen if there is no direct intervention in the coming weeks, but you can be sure there will not be mass extinction. Be prepared for everything that was homeopathically said to you guys these many months of exchanging information. Not much more to say about the events since important variables are not set properly, to have a more detailed overall picture. About your election of regional leaders, that will not change anything in the schedules provided by the group that controls your economy and your society. It will not make the slightest difference who is symbolically in charge, during the execution of ongoing plans. Follow a few simple rules. Ascents avoid lengthy exposure to the sun when there are major issues going on. Ascents avoid staying in large urban centers where telecommunication, water or power is interrupted. Ascents avoid any sorting center of your governments. Ascents avoid direct confrontation with armed personnel of your governments. Ascents try to move away from regions that begin to show signs of instability of any kind. Ascents have an exit route previously studied and drawn. Ascents keep a minimum of food and water to keep your family for days or months outside the major centers. Ascents do not lose hope, try to help those who are aimlessly. Ascents listen in the sky, we will be circulating, and we may contact you at any time. If we have your reference, you may be called by the name you gave to us. Do not ask for dates. Live one day after the other and be perceptive enough to sense and feel the events. Understand that if you were informed of all the details, you would not have how to show your real capacity of perception. It would be like taking a test, getting from another person all the answers in advance. Keep your perception on alert, you will be proud of that will get to realize alone. Stay in tune with the planet. It will also help you guys expanding the mental capacity of all who are directed to these changes. I'll be on a mission off planet but will return in a few days. CP asked for an emergency these answers and I was soon to meet with him before leaving. As you say in your stories, may the force be with you. Video 95, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 95, November 25, 2012. Hi friends. We stood outside for a while, but working for your planet. A planet very similar to this, located in a solar system of third magnitude in the opposite quadrant of your galaxy is undergoing a very similar problem. By having almost the same major formation it and relative position, it is experiencing a reversal axis, and much volcanism in tectonic regions. Large ocean masses are moving there. An ARCRU did a very complex geological survey jointly with scientists Arcturians. This planet name that sounds in English as Zich is populated by a humanoid race of origin Dolphin Level 1. Nice people. The community Galactica is with the surveys and are verifying the applicability of adaptable solutions to the planet Earth. Your governments are postponing measures to reduce population awaiting a position of Community Galactica regarding this imminent containment of natural disasters. If the decision of the CG the intervention is, your governments know they will have no more territorial control, but your elites are try to keep track of future planning, as they own all the mineral deposits. The most fertile land for planting of seed reserves, processing industries, etc. Elites have plans to continue ruling over populations. Your elites are underestimating the intelligence or innocence of the board of CG, but that is the big mistake of them, and that will lead to its complete neutralization. The alignment is close. The effects of high energy channeling through the tunnel with the gravitational center of your galaxy, what will happen when the lowest level of protection of the planet's magnetic field, if the CG resolve to act, can be minimized only to the level of surface. Understand that the planet will restructure itself naturally to its next phase, and all that can be done is to protect certain regions populated by force fields that can act as shields in various ways, like the operating bases that exist on the planet are protected for thousands of years. During this channeling of energy in the galactic hemisphere, you can see your sun blink, or raising and lowering the brightness due to kinks caused by gravitational tunnel interacting with the gravitational fields of all solar system and causing refractions of light. You shall hear strange noises, caused by the arrival of large ships, with fields of invisibility on, which will be preparing containment apparatus in certain regions. When you feel these low frequencies, look at the sky and try to see changes in clouds or distortion of sight. The ships will be there. Vlxnap 209793.png. The Earth will not change its constitution physical, chemical, only the vibrational frequency of the fields of the planet will be reset. The field of insulation you call Van Allen will fade and this new vibrational frequency will be detected by all who access this quadrant of the galaxy, like a bell ringing in a much higher tone. Just like a lighthouse emitting a signal that this planet is sovereign and there is here a civilization level 1 likely to be contacted via the Community Galactica. The lunar bases are very active, as will of course problems this time. This video that CB showed me shows spacecrafts leaving the base Sirius, which is one of 22 bases, have returned to normal operations. Your moon has huge bases below the surface. When your government exploded a nuclear missile on the lunar surface, caused great destruction in a base Camelopidalis. The moon has tunnels that connect one side to the other by passing through the core, and three mining bases Camelopidalis are interconnected by these tunnels, reiterating again, your moon is not hollow. As the system Nibiru, the Krulians have it under control and the consequences will be minimized. You will have news of it through your own government soon. The planet Pleiadians Taus, still orbiting very close to the Sun to avoid gravitational disturbances to other planets, but should be allocated to a fixed orbit as well. The solar system has stabilized completely. Taus recharging orbiting the Sun, Vlxnap 216234.png, Vlxnap 209529.png. I know many of you are daring and fearful about these changes, however, try to stay as peaceful as possible and increase your level of conscientization. If something happens or not, is what was written to happen to this colony since the beginning of time. One should follow the immutable, and adapt to new situations created for continued development. Any providence of food, water and utensils for survival for a few more days or months without help, for those who can afford these costs, may minimize or not the designs of destiny. So if you cannot leave your region, please wait and try to help others less aware than you. I cannot give early forecasts for each region of this planet, but be assured that all possible steps are being taken to ensure that this colony is victorious. This rise to the level 1 of intergalactic relationship, video 96, friends, ICB, was traveling and could only post this video today. This interview was conducted on December 4, 2012. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A, video 96, December 8, 2012. Friends, as I promised, here is an update on the planet. Many dozens of scientists of your planet are being transferred to new laboratories on Mars in the two cities that are in full activity there. There are laboratories of all segments already installed properly. After the shutdown of the space program here, all personnel connected to your inners have already been transferred. Your elites want everything to be developed that do not have to pass the scrutiny of CG here on planet Earth. Virtually all the world's gold reserves have been transferred there as well, with the exception of the reserves of China and Russia. Your whole economy is turning around papers, without ballast because the reservations that guaranteed are no longer here. Many of your great art collections in libraries and the museums and your Vatican have also been transferred. Everything that exists today, exposed to the public eye, is false. The planet is being emptied for quite some time, and now this exodus of resources is coming to an end on the agenda of your elites. The process of cleanup population of the planet just has not started yet due to the fact that CG have interfered more than they expected in natural processes. It's like a bunch of sabotage, piercing the hull of the ship, and exiting in single lifeboat, leaving all to sink without any help. But as I mentioned earlier, this colony will survive and prosper, because many friends are here to ensure that happens. The planet will continue spinning, but a lot will change over the planet that you know today. The planet is expected to grow by 5 percentage points in diameter and adjust your new vibration in a step up from the current. The continents will readjust and the planet will go through a process of self-cleanup, eliminating all waste generated by your wrong technologies, and will be deployed in the future a portal where all hazardous materials generated by new processes will be automatically sent off the planet. The oil reserves deposited on the planet to be used in this stage of development that is ending, is no longer necessary and will disappear absorbed by the new restructuring. You will see many things different than usual, as I mentioned many months ago, new animals, new insects, new microorganisms changing the colors of your waters, new behaviors of the atmosphere. Many others will extinguish of the planet for not being more compatible with the new reality of level 1. All this is close and already happening. It will be a great challenge for societies to function remaining restructuring and social development now with new technologies, much more advanced than the current, of this former stage. Captain Bill is very well informed about everything at this time, but he is now following our rules of conduct until there is a full openness contact authorized by CG. Many of you, holding key positions, will ease their consciences putting you partially aware of the facts and putting their careers at risk. Believe these messages because they have information about what is actually expected for these times. The time trigger of the change of frequency is coming. I am sure that all who are consciously attuned to this process will feel differences in their levels of perception. From the next day 20, the frequency of the planet is already getting close to the apex of the new level. From there, the planet will no longer be considered a reformatory. I, as an observer, I feel proud to be witnessing such a planetary change, for the first time personally in my approximate 150 years. The system Nibiru was diverted to a route of lesser effect, but the random debris that accompanied it are on the old route. This month Earth will suffer a bomber of such debris, but the fleet Pleiadians should interfere with any threat of mass extinction. 890 ships of various cultures are on standby to support the decisions that the CG may have to take. The volcanic and tectonic activity must be controlled to a certain level, but the planet needs restructuring to your natural next step, and so far cannot nor should be avoided. The regional councils on the planet should take all reasonable initiatives regionally directly supervised by CG. After this exchange of frequency, life will continue but subject to new challenges that will be overcome with the help of all who are willing to voluntarily assist this mission. Wary of any false flag adopted by your governments, seek to act moved by your consciences and your insight. The societies will require time to realign to the new circumstances, but in a few laps around the sun everything will be seated properly. Any relevant news will be given to you next week. Stay calm and confident, because the planet will be cleaned and restructured during this period with the cooperation of all well-intentioned. A sieve natural will pass by the planet in terms of population. It's no use to hold in any way not to go through this sieve. It will be a process of natural selection that can be fast or slow, depending only on the way that the nature of the planet will behave. Video 97, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 97, December 18, 2012. Friends, this is a short but important message. Be prepared to rise your consciousness in these next days. Be ready to understand all help that you will have from outside friends. Community Galactica decides that Pleiadian's planet Taos will be used to counterbalance some effects. You will see it close to your sun, and will be able to verify all the changes happening in all planets of your solar system. Their geomagnetic fields will be summarily reversed after passing through the hemispheric plane of the galaxy. Some of them already shifted because their orbits already crossed the plane. The Earth will shift too, but the effects will be minimized to avoid great depopulation. More and more you will realize the great number of ships that are not already circling the planet. Do not be afraid, everything will work out according to the universal development plans. The system Nibiru will pass by the solar system in a high velocity, more far from Earth, and his function will be to adjust the planet's orbits like previously planned for this solar system. The next December 21st will not be the end of this planet, but will be the beginning of the natural selection that will make the planet a colony level 1. Do not confuse end times with destruction. There is no destruction, there is rather a large restructuring. Nothing in the universe is destroyed, everything is restructured to allow for the continued development of a whole set. The same behavior applies to the physical bodies of humanoids of the third dimension. At each level, that a society conquest, some genetic changes happens to provide greater brain activation. It's like your computers that become obsolete with each new technology applied to new models. There comes a time that nothing else works satisfactorily to that specific environment, unless you migrate to the new technology and discard the old and obsolete. I do not have much more to say to you right now, but I believe you are well prepared with all the information that we had the opportunity to exchange these 2 years. All that eventually been called to cooperate in these times of restructuring, will know for sure that they are being called and contacted. When I mention these times of restructuring, are the times that will extend over the next 2 years, so many of you will be involved throughout this period, that will start soon after December 21st. Those who could not understand our messages and guidelines, will have time to reflect during the changes and events of these new times, and may reach right conclusions on their own. The time of the old class system is coming to an end. Only those who are already well prepared, will be able to recognize the new teachers and move on. These are historic times. Do everything possible to deserve to be participating in this new era with goodwill and solidarity with your equals and with your planet. And be assured that this behavior is not a virtue, but a duty, expected of beings that are ready to be started in this new reality of light and knowledge. Video 98, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 98, January 19, 2013. Mithy, what is the news after this long delay? Well, we had several missions supporting other societies outside this system and were impossible to communicate with more regularity. We came back to Earth with our fleet this week only. Mithy, what are these pyramid-shaped spaceships that are appearing all over the planet? What are they doing? These ships are several Eternian service ships. They are focusing energy at specific points and measuring reactions of tectonic behavior. The planet is reaching the limit of pressure bearable by the current internal volume of its cooled crust. The increase of 5% in the diameter of the planet is to start in a chain clockwise at any time. Be prepared for the tectonic movements that will start and all the natural consequences that come as a direct result of these changes. The regional councils will be fully activated shortly after these events, as the remnants societies will be contacted. All volunteers available will have the opportunity to cooperate with the new guidelines to be adopted. Next month we'll have some cosmic events happening, but Pleiadians will be on hand to avoid an event of proportions of extinction. I am unable to give further details about the events, since the policies of the Community Galactica are hardening in this very critical phase. The Etonians are doing in the surface a similar job than the Arcturians are doing under the oceans. But they are not so much caring about to show their ships and will easily be observed a lot in the next months. As everyone can easily see, the sun is no longer rising in the east and setting in the west. He is setting in the south quadrant nowadays from the equator perspective, because the axis is in a wobble process while is inverting slowly, assisted by the influence of planet Taurus, to be a smooth inversion. Your astronomers and your media cannot say anything about it, fearing for their own families. Venus and Mars are also in the process of inversion, and this process will be monitored easily by your astronomers' amateurs. The other planets of the system are already stabilizing in their new reversal, and Mercury will be the last one. The climb will be very wild in some regions, and bland in others, but the planet will have weird behavior as a whole during these times ahead. Be prepared to change your habits very quickly to be able to survive in extreme regions. The Van Allen radiation belt is fading. Some societies are destroying some old bases in the moon and protecting others, because Earthlings will be able to reach the moon easily in short time. The problem is that the planet's society is still very filled with elite zero-level persons in the command, and they will be impeached to dig and steal older technologies anymore. Your governments are braked by several measures imposed by Pleiadians, and all electrical and atomic energy can literally be neutralized if your governments do not abide some instructions that were passed to them. Be ready to rise your personal level of consciousness, my friends, and we will be here to help as we can. Video 99, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 99, April 13, 2013. Friends, I had to be absent for a period in which we're just distant, helping teams that are taking care of problems with other colonies in a place that you call Epsilon B8 Tilda Pilkroats. But now I shall be allocated here, because things are coming to their critical points. Friends, not be misled by advertisements of atomic missiles flying by your atmosphere to reach other countries. The Pleiadians will be on hand to prevent a massive contamination of regions by such weapons. But, rest assured that many of atomic devices are already planted in key locations of mass depopulation by your elites, to simulate attacks by missiles that will be impossible to accomplish. They have shipped and installed the atomic devices, packaged in lead to avoid being detected by Pleiadians. The accident shown to me by CB of a truck being lifted by a force field in Germany, is an example of how Pleiadians warn that they know what is being transported. Yours governments are doing great activities using underground tunnels not to be easily detected in the positioning of these atomic devices. The most populous country of your planet allied to some few other neighbors are keeping an indirect agreement with a consortium of three races which maintains a base in the mountains of the Himalayas, who donated DNA for some Asian populations in ancient times in the formation of these races here on the planet, who have long searched your planet. And not to hit against the rules of the Community Galactica, they will not attend direct action but intend to occupy several sites that are already ready and virtually uninhabited until now, ostensibly to settle their races on the planet soon. Even some portals are ready to be activated after the alleged populational reorganization planned by your leaders for the planet. As you are seeing, I'm not allowed to name country names, but I'm sure you guys know what we're talking about here. The depopulation is planned into Europe, Asia, Africa, Oceania, and almost all of North America. Other regions will be selected later. But those plans are being analyzed by the CG, and many societies will be protected as far as possible by direct interventions of our allied fleets. Eventually, direct confrontations can happen, and I need to emphasize here, you guys do not believe in any action that your governments proclaim as alien attacks in reality. We will be protecting you against them. Your elites called Western, which govern the economy on the planet so far, are in the process of being eliminated by the elites from East Asia, and this internal dispute for control of the planet will generate a great upheaval in all regions. All military actions on the planet are currently preparing for this conflict, as in a great game, where each of the two factions has its own plans for population control and economic of the planet. Do not blame one or another country for starting this conflict. This is all a circus armed by the two factions of elites. Some country will be used as the trigger, and you can be sure it will not be by choice of its citizens. The volcanic activity that was being kept under control is no longer, and some more major events will happen anytime on the planet. Be alert those who are near these areas of risk. The tectonic plates are moving faster, and the planet Taus are repositioning themselves daily to reduce this speed physically interacting with planet Earth. This part is being coordinated by scientists Arcturians and has given positive results so far. The incidence of meteors and asteroids also could intensify in coming times, as much as detaching from the asteroid belt due to various gravitational interference caused by the passage of the solar system by a great cloud of cosmic energy, and end up spending only at the end of 2014. This passage by this cosmic cloud will stabilize and ratify the new frequency of vibration of the planet, and will simultaneously cleanse the planet of all extraneous vibrations, the current process of ascension. The gradual neutralization of you called by Van Allen Belt also give the interaction and absorption of that great cloud of cosmic energy. The biggest concern at the moment of you must be the collapse of your economies globally, which will culminate with all military actions planned against thy people. Unfortunately for this type of social action there is no way of intervention, we will be observing the consequences to try to minimize the effects generated by them, with special equipment to supply energy and food to the most affected and isolated regions. Stay alert all of you as well, because the tension in the aura of the planet is showing that the events are on the verge of happening in sequence. I'll keep you informed of the sequence of events until the next meeting. That the strength and hope be present in your hearts and minds. Video 100, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 100th, April 22, 2013. Friends, gathering many past issues for me, I decided to do a dissertation on the main issues at this meeting. I had the opportunity to see a plan of the Arcturians for a full and complete decontamination of the world's oceans. The plan is quite detailed, and would remove all objects and particles derived from petroleum such as plastics and oils. The biodegradable organic materials will not be taken into account such as wood, steel, etc. The withdrawal plan would put this material in any desert area of the surface provisionally until the planet to have a portal discharge in the coming years. This location would receive billions of tons of waste, forming a chain of mountains over a mile high. The withdrawal also would include products like dissolving radioactive elements, heavy metals and other toxic chemicals that shall be contained in large containers in the same chosen place. The Arcturian plan is extremely complex, with energy fields interacting directly with the oceanic waters, and involves technology totally unknown to me, because they are highly specialized in oceans and marine biology. If this procedure is approved for implementation by the Community Galactica sometime in the future from now, all this movement will be made in one day only. I think this plan answers many questions about radioactive decontamination, and shows how it can be done in a few hours. The planet must be at the right time for that to happen, and I have no idea when that will be yet. Another fantastic plan, due to the Pleiadians, they can disable all nuclear power plants, including stopping the emission of radioactive elements used discarded, also in a single working day, except that this plan will be executed only when the right time too. About energy. Some of you believe that the ancient pyramids will go back to work to supply energy, but this is an old technology, the equipment currently diminished greatly in size and material. The pyramids were built based on the material available on the planet, and that they might take advantage of and concentrate cosmic wavelengths had to be gigantic. Today we do the same thing with small equipment made of materials specially attuned to the wavelengths received by the planet in question. In time these equipments will be available for the societies on the planet. On the various questions about the humanoid races like you that are waiting for a possible opening of the planet, those expected by those who built several empty cities, are good races and may assist with a lot of technology in maintaining the planet as a whole. They plan transfers some colonies currently living in places with many problems to live here, as the planet changed level and its society will be filtered by natural elements, social settings and the process of reincarnation. But do not worry, all this movement immigration will be supervised by the Community Galactica, and will not be allowed racial supremacy or attempt to control the planet by any local or any new ethnicities installed here on the planet. Non-humanoids can keep interesting trade relations with the planet but cannot install any colonies because they would be conflicting to the nature humanoid of the planet. A new type of exchange will help the balance of your planet. As an example of interplanetary relationship, if you guys use a lot of wood for your buildings and apparatus, there are big planets that are only used as reforestation areas, and you can negotiate this wood with specialized breeds in this area, wood qualities never seen by you before. That would leave your nature alone, consistent with the numerous breeds of animals and insects that use your native forests. This is just a small example of how the planet could benefit from trade with other societies.